And good morning. It's now 15 minutes after 9 o'clock. We got a special guest with us this morning, Jay Timmons, who's president of the National Association of Manufacturers. Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Great. How are you doing, Norman?
Doing good. Now, thousands of U.S. jobs and billions of dollars in exports are being lost because of Congress inaction. Exactly what is the Export-Import Bank, and why are they not acting on it?
Yeah, well, you know, let's start with the last part of your question first. One of the reasons that Congress is not acting on the reauthorization of the Export-Import Bank is because most people aren't aware of it. So there's not enough public pressure on Congress. Now let me answer the first part of your question, which is, what is it? It's the bank that provides guarantees for export financing, or financing of our products that are being exported to other countries. We are, right now there are 60 other export banks around the world in various countries. We are now the only developed economy in the world that doesn't have an Export-Import Bank. Many projects that require substantial investment or substantial resources also require that there be some sort of a financing guarantee from a government-backed entity, which is why right now we are losing lots of jobs, lots of opportunities to other countries around the world.
Now, when was the Export-Import Bank formed, and what's the history behind it? Why did they form it?
So it was formed about 80 years ago, Norman. It has been relatively non-controversial for many years, and one of the reasons for that, of course, is because it creates jobs. It is directly attributable to 1.5 million jobs in our country. More importantly than that, or just as importantly, I should say, is the Export-Import Bank is the only agency of the federal government that actually returns money to the taxpayers. So it actually makes a profit for the taxpayers by charging interest rates to companies or to customers of companies who are buying American products. It's a win-win for taxpayers. It's a win-win for folks who hold jobs that are directly related to exports. And unfortunately, Congress is just twiddling its thumbs while countries around the world are getting opportunities that should go to American companies.
How does not being able to have the Export-Import Bank affect people who are importing to other countries? Or is this putting them at a disadvantage?
Sure. And you know, in your area, in the 9th Congressional District, where Congressman Robert Pittenger represents, there's companies like Ion Carbon and Minerals and Cornelius, Cyrobath and Monroe, Rutland Plastic and Pineville, McGrand Paper in Charlotte, PEP Filters in Mooresville. So, I mean, there's a lot of companies that are directly impacted. In fact, in your congressional district, Norman, about $326 million of exports are supported by the bank, or they were before the bank expired, and it supports 22 companies and over 2,000 jobs. Those 2,000 people in your congressional district, represented by Robert Pittenger, have to be really concerned that they're going to lose their job if the Export-Import Bank is not reauthorized immediately. You take that, you expand that to the state, and in North Carolina, the number of exports that are supported by the Export-Import Bank total $2.5 billion. 188 companies take advantage of the bank, and it supports over 16,000 North Carolina jobs. It's pretty scary when you think about Congress playing basically Russian roulette with 16,000 jobs in your state. Think about how your economy is going to be impacted. Think about those poor people who would lose their jobs if Congress, potentially lose their jobs if Congress does not act. I mean, this is another example of Congress not doing the job that they were sent to do, which is to grow the American economy and make sure that our people have opportunities here at home.
Now, how did the politicians in North Carolina view the Export-Import Bank, and do they not realize how important it is for trade with foreign countries?
Well, you know, we have to assume that politicians know the importance of the bank. It's got a proven record over 80 years of supporting millions of jobs and billions of dollars of exports. There's a political movement afoot right now, and it's largely because of a certain faction of the Republican Party that doesn't want to do anything that doesn't want to include the government in any program. And so they want to use this bank as an example of something that they can get rid of that they say unfairly helps businesses and job creators. Now, my concern is there are a couple thousand regulations out there that directly impact and harm job creators. Why would any member of Congress or United States Senator want to take away the one thing that actually helps create jobs here at home? So I would really urge your listeners to give Congressman Pittenger a call and let him know how important that this is, that the reauthorization of the bank is to your communities and to your state and to your economy. Senator Richard Burr has been fantastic. I mean, he supported the reauthorization of the bill. There has not been a vote yet in the House of Representatives, but when a vote occurs, we're very hopeful that Congressman Pittenger will answer the call. I know the 9th District of North Carolina really well. I actually used to be the press secretary for Congressman Alec McMillan when he served in Congress, and what an outstanding gentleman Alec McMillan is. And he's somebody that understood the importance of Congress working really hard every day to create opportunities for Americans and create opportunities for those who are seeking jobs and who are seeking a better way of life. We just hope that today's Congress is able to stand up for the American people like Alec McMillan did several years ago.
What are company CEOs saying about the failure of Congress to act on the issues?
Well, they're very concerned, Norman. The bank supports so many jobs and so many opportunities that many companies are now starting to look outside of the United States for those opportunities. We had one which is, it's really gut-wrenching. GE Aviation had to make the horrific call to create a turboprop engine development and test production operation in Europe. And the reason they did that, and this is directly from them, they say that GE is currently bidding on $11 billion of projects that require export financing. And since the U.S. is the only major economy in the world today, since June, without an export bank, the GE's had to commence talks with several foreign agencies that have this type of financing to secure that financing for its customers. So they're being forced. Our own companies are being forced to do business outside of our country and to give jobs away to citizens of other countries because Congress can't get its act together and reauthorize the bank after it expired in June.
Now, if this continues, would this lead to companies moving to other countries?
Well, it certainly is going to lead to business being done in other countries, whether the headquarters moves or not. I would say that when you're looking at taxes and regulation, those are probably the things that drive a company out of our country faster than anything else. But we have heard from some companies that they're having to make the tough decision about actually moving headquarters, whether to move headquarters to other countries because of this. The biggest impact on the Export-Import Bank not being reauthorized is on small and medium-sized manufacturers. Many of them simply cannot do business without a guarantee of export financing. And so they're having to just get out of the game. If a company like GE, for instance, moves a major investment overseas, which, by the way, will create 500 to 1,000 jobs, since they have to move that overseas, there's going to be a lot of small companies that are going to be supplying them and hiring, you know, hundreds if not thousands more people as well. If those suppliers are going to be close to the GE facility, and since the GE facility is going to be in Europe, American small and medium-sized manufacturers and suppliers clearly lose out.
Yeah, that's sad, and, you know, it's a time when we need more jobs.
Well, that's exactly right, and there seems to be such a, you know, there seems to be such a passion, if you will, a misguided passion, I would say, in Washington right now, to simply blame the other party. Republicans blaming Democrats, Democrats blaming Republicans, frankly, Republican on Republican violence, which is just insane. And the focus seems to be to blame problems on everybody else instead of working in a positive, productive way, to try to improve the economy and create jobs. I go back again to Alec McMillan, the experience that I had, and what a focused guy he was to work productively to try to improve the economy. I see the same thing with Richard Burr. I mean, Richard Burr is a guy who understands the importance of his role as an elected official to support job creation right here in the United States, right there in North Carolina. And nobody works harder than Richard Burr to do that. I'm just hoping that other members of Congress and the United States Senate take his lead.
I guess the best thing to do is just contact Kissinger and just let him know how we feel.
So you're right, Norman. Folks think that calls, you know, their calls don't really matter, or they're just one voice out of thousands. The fact of the matter is, I worked on Capitol Hill. When hundreds of calls pour into a congressman's office, they listen. They know that their job is on the line if they don't do what their constituents want. So I'd really encourage anybody who's listening to this to pick up the phone and call Congressman Pittenger's office and say, please support reauthorization of the Export-Import Bank. It matters to jobs in North Carolina. The number where you can reach Congressman Pittenger is 202-224-3121, and you can just ask for his office, and they'll connect you directly. He also has offices back home in the 9th Congressional District. You can visit those and just stop by and say, hey, I have a concern. I need the congressman to support jobs here at home and here in North Carolina. And he can do that by supporting reauthorization of the Export-Import Bank. Now, what you may hear is, well, this legislation hasn't come to the floor for a vote. One of the reasons for that is because the powers that be in Congress are holding it up and not allowing members of Congress to vote on it. The next thing that you should ask Congressman Pittenger to do is to say to his leadership in the Congress, in the House of Representatives, let this bill come up for a vote, and I want to vote for it. That's what he needs to do.
Now, it's not set to be voted on at any time?
Not yet. We're hopeful that the leadership will schedule a vote in the near future, and we're certainly pushing for them to do that. But that, again, is something that that North Carolinians need to let their elected representatives know, that they want to vote on this issue and they want their representatives to vote in favor of XM reauthorization.
Now, where can our listeners get more information?
Well, the best way to get more information on this is to go to the website of the National Association of Manufacturers. We're at www.nam, National Association of Manufacturers, .org. And you can find all kinds of information on there. You can also connect directly with your member of Congress through our website.
Well, we appreciate you being on this morning with us, and we'd like to have you back when, you know, it does come up for a vote, and you can give us more information on that.
Thanks, Norman. I'd love to come back, and I really do appreciate the opportunity to make sure everybody knows how important the Export-Import Bank is, not only to jobs, but also to quality of life for all North Carolinians and the economic strength and vitality of your state and all of your communities. This is an important vote. It needs to happen, and we need it to be done properly, and we need to make sure that the bank is reauthorized. So thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, Jay. That was Jay Timmons, president of the National Association of Manufacturers, and we do need to contact the congressman and let them know that we need to get that bill passed. And the best way to do it is to contact him. Like he says, when a lot of people call about the same thing, it does impact.